This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients, like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
Another couple hours left here where we're going to get down deep into Hollywood with Lori and Julia. What is up next, guys?
Oh, my gosh. Lori, is he not darling? I just posted the picture of us, Grant, you and me, and Fancy Ray on Instagram.
I love it.
He was so darling.
I'm jealous. Like she said, that you got to spend all that time next to him. And
What a great guy.
I'm going to keep his cell phone number.
Okay. All right, Lori, why do we need tiny violins?
Okay. You know how sometimes when people have been rich and powerful for so long, they forget
reality.
They forget a time when they weren't.
Okay.
And Anna Wintour, who seldom gives interviews, was on, there's a show on satellite radio called Lunch with Bruce, and it's Bruce Bozzi, the guy who owns the Palm Restaurant.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Andy Cohen and Kelly Ripa. So Anna was on his show. And it's, he gets great name guests because he's very connected.
Yes.
But I find it very annoying to hear the clatter of silverware and the talk about the chopped salad. And, you know, I don't like
that. So it's from the restaurant.
Yes.
Oh, that would bug me. Okay.
So I only listen to it if, like, there's an interesting guest. I'm like, Anna Wintour, you know, what is she doing? She never does anything. So I guess Anna was trying to give us a story that we could all relate to. And
okay.
I'll paraphrase the story. So he brought up the Met Gala to her, of course, because she's so associated with it. And a long time ago, it used to be the Met Gala was a cocktail reception and then a dinner. And you could go to one or both, but, you know, you have to pay to go to the Met Gala.
Right.
And so it was when Diana Vreeland was in charge of everything. And Anna was telling Bruce that she was a junior editor for New York Magazine, I think she said it was. And she said, I remember going there and in awe of what Mrs. Vreeland had done. It was the most glamorous evening I've ever been at. But then I had to go home because I couldn't afford the dinner. And to me, this story says, A, you could have kept this to yourself because whether you had a drink and not dinner, you were there.
Yep.
And you're still there.
Yep.
You're still
she is.
Going to the Met Gala and now you're in charge. So I don't know what she was wanting us to relate to that about. That she couldn't afford dinner, that she only was lucky enough to go to the Met Gala when it was split in two. I mean, it was just like, oh.
Well, I don't, first of all, she wouldn't have even eaten. I mean, that's the part that's true. Missing here. We saw her. She is from the side, the width of an envelope. You know, she doesn't eat. So I don't know why she would ever even complain.
Well,
do you ever remember eating? Do you remember any food at any of those SAG events or anything we ever did?
Well, they served food.
Well, I know, but we never ate it. I mean, when you go to an event that's so glorious and stuff, who cares about the food? Anna,
we just can't with you, with your story about One time long ago, I couldn't afford dinner at the Met Gala, but I was there, but I only went to the cocktail reception.
That you did. Like, what? So last night when you went over to the beach, you said, where you saw the Nike people again?
Yeah.
Was it beautiful?
It was thankfully cloudy because it was so humid yesterday. I was like very happy about that.
Oh, okay. Now, have we done anything more with the hair? Are we just settling in that it's just going to be you with your hair?
I might let people see my dandelion fluff, like just out of a clip. And it really resembles a full dandelion ready to just go and have all the, it's so fluffy. I look like my sister Carrie.
It's kind of funny, Lori. Because she doesn't, she doesn't straighten her hair and get a blowout like you do. You kind of, I can see that kind of. I see it. Are you going to go the whole trip now? Have you just given in that you're not getting into a salon and just own it?
Julia, I've given up and I bought a comb and hair products. And I took a hair product from the first place that we stayed at. I took a little travel size mousse that seemed to be in a communal basket.
Okay. Oh, you're a thief now, too. Okay, very, very nice. Okay, so you're just going to own it. When you get home, the first place you're going is besides the grocery store, because you like to get back into normal life, is a hair salon.
Oh, yeah. I have a hair appointment the day after I get back.
I'm sure you do. Jasmine's ready to go. I'm sure you do. Oh, my gosh. I mean, because we haven't lived out the drama. I actually used something to do my hair today. I never do.
Yeah,
I
looks use this, nice.
I use a straightener.
Nice.
I know.
Yeah, your hair looks nice. You put on a cute outfit.
I tried today.
The in-studio guests.
We had two guests in studio. You know, three people, really. And it was the pressure of meeting people and having to be in a picture.
Oh, yeah. Good
call. That makes a person put on makeup. Just if for only a day. Only a day. You know.
Julia, did you watch that Queen Charlotte trailer? The prequel.
I want to say I did, but I didn't. I didn't have time. Does it look good?
It looks good.
Okay, this is the Bridgerton pre Queen Charlotte. It's her as a younger girl, how she became queen, or
She's coming of age, and it's her whole story. So it's the young Charlotte. It actually looked good because I never watched Bridgerton season. Two, I decided I didn't care about any of those people.
But you didn't know them to care about them. It was really good, Lori.
I know. And maybe I'll watch it. I definitely, this piqued my interest. I was like, that looks really good.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and that's posted, too. So if you guys want to go check it out, you can watch it on the Lori and Julia show page.
Because isn't her king much older?
I think so.
Yeah, so we're going to see that love story?
Yes.
Oh, I like that. Do we know? Is it coming back this summer? May?
Like May 4th, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be very, very excited for that. Well, Lori, the sun is shining here.
Yay, so glad.
I know it, and it stays light so much more. It's so weird. Loving it.
To leave here, and it's like still
light. And wear your sunglasses still.
Exactly.
I know.
That's good.
It's crazy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got to tell you, why you're going to want one of these four-legged things. Everyone should listen except for Grant. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia.
Hey, everybody. Lori and Julia here for El Burrito Mercado. And I was looking at their Instagram at the whole Mercado has been painted and jazzed up and just looking wonderful. And the thing that we love about El Burrito Mercado is that they make dining so easy. They've got the butcher shop, which has the seasoned meats. It's all ready for you to cook or grill, and you can get traditional cut steak for carne asada and tacos. They've got you can get everything made from scratch, tacos, tamales, enchiladas,
and
all these things. The bakery.
Oh, my gosh. And the happy hour. The restaurant's back open, and happy hours from 3 to 6, Tuesday through Friday, $5 classic margaritas, $7 for a fruit-flavored margarita like mango or cucumber, which sounds interesting. New items are nachos, queso fries. You're going to love it. El Burrito Mercado. Go to My Talk, keyword, El Burrito.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now...
Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, so there's an opportunity for people who didn't get a chance to ski at Afton Alps yet this year. They usually are closed by now, Laura, but they are opening this Saturday, March 25th, and Sunday, March 26th for a bonus weekend for people who want to go out there. It's going to be beautiful weather, and we've got just so much snow that they can keep it open later, so that is something I want to let people know about.
And Spirit and Lutzen are still open.
Yeah. So you can still actually ski. My goodness. I feel like a loser. I have not skied once this year. Okay. So Hamilton is coming to the, to Minneapolis. Okay, and yeah, it's coming to the Orpheum Theater. And the performances are going to be starting very soon. The first performance is Tuesday, April 4th in Minneapolis. And what they've just announced today, and you might need to go to HennepinTheaterTrust.org to get more information. But for each performance, 40 tickets will just be $10 each. Oh, and there's going to be a lottery. So Hamilton is here April 4th through May 6th. And the lottery is going to open up this Friday at 10 a.m.
Wow.
And you might just go visit HennepinTheaterTrust.org to find out more information about the Hamilton Lottery if you weren't able to get your tickets yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good deal. And then, Loreen, you know what today is? Gran already knows.
I don't know.
It's National Puppy Day.
Uh-huh.
And our friends at AARP have done a study of why puppies and four-legged friends are so good for you in your later years. They just say pet ownership delays cognitive decline. The bond keeps the brain sharp for those over 65. And we've always known, science has always proven, that people distress and stick to a healthier routine if they've got a dog that they have to walk every day that demands walking. It's just not a lap or purse dog. And so they did this new study with the University of Michigan, and they really found that adults over 65 who do have a pet that needs to be walked, it's very, very beneficial for them.
Yeah.
And they examined a lot of people. And I'm not going to get into all the fine points.
But it motivates them to get up and do something to the dog.
You have to go outside because they need to be walked.
Yeah, otherwise a dog will drive them crazy. Yep. So therefore, you're going to keep yourself more active.
Yeah.
Hence, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it, right?
If you don't lose it,
if you don't use it, lose it. Yeah.
Lose it. So it protects people also with disabilities. I mean, dogs are very helpful for people for disabilities. And anxiety. If there is any type of a decline, you know, dogs just comfort people. If they're the right size, if they're trained right.
Yeah.
And that's just something to think about. Grant, this wasn't for you because Grant already has 17 dogs.
That's true. I'm done with that.
And he's not allowed to think of this at all.
No.
Okay, so this is kind of a funny fact. At least I thought so. Wall Street, the movie, great, is the only movie that has won an Oscar and, guess?
A Grammy?
A Razzie.
Oh!
A Razzie.
For who?
Michael Douglas won the Best Actor Oscar for Wall Street.
Yeah.
And Daryl Hannah,
oh no,
won the Worst Supporting Actress Razzie.
Oh no.
I kind of thought.
I don't even remember she was in that
movie. Neither do I.
I'm looking up pictures right now.
Look at them.
Oh.
Was she the girlfriend of Charlie Sheen's character?
I don't remember her.
I don't either. She was in Splash.
That's why she got a Razzie.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Grant.
Darian Taylor. Oh, yeah. I don't know who she was, though, but oh, my.
Grant is looking at the pictures. Was she hot?
She was back then. Yeah.
Well, she was way hot. She used to date, you know.
Yeah.
John F. Kennedy Jr.
She might have been Charlie Sheen's girlfriend.
That's what I was thinking.
You're thinking, yeah. I mean, that's the only link I can make right now. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. Okay. So you were just talking about the traffic, that there's an accident on some road here, Grant.
Oh, God. There was a really bad one. 20-minute delay. It was over on...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
In Bloomington, yeah. Okay. It's gone now. It's cleared up, but yes.
And the reason, besides accidents, that people, the bottlenecks always happen on roads, they did a study that 43% of the people... just can't not look.
It's the gawking.
And I thought that was very low.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Doesn't that seem low? Because I can't miss it if I look. I mean.
It's hard not to, but that's.
It's stupid.
I always get from MnDOT. They literally give me the backup for the actual accident. And then they give me the backup on the other side of the road, basically telling me what the gawker backup is as well.
Right. Isn't that weird? But it's so true.
I figured it would have been in the 60s, the 70s, not in the 40s.
I know.
Yeah.
So there are people that follow the rules and just look straight ahead.
Good.
Okay, 111 years ago, where were you guys?
Not here.
Twinkling
where
my grandpa's eye.
Where were you? So what year are we talking about? 1923, so 1910? Would that be 111 years ago?
About
1912. It's 1912. It says it right here in front of me.
Yeah, that's the Titanic.
Look at the good math.
My grandpa was born in 1912.
My grandfather, Duilio... came over on a ship in 1911.
There you go.
The Dixie Cup was invented.
Oh.
Why do you think they were invented?
For hospitals.
Okay.
Good point, yeah.
Basically, they were created by a guy who was wisely worried about diseases being spread by people sharing a dipper to drink at railway stations and other public buildings.
Oh.
So that totally...
I love a good Dixie cup.
I remember the Dixie cup.
You get a little dispenser back in the 90s right next to the sink.
Oh.
I think my mom and dad still have the little dispenser for Dixie cups.
That's really fun.
I saw the Dixie cups at the New Orleans Jazz Fest.
Heck yeah.
In Chapel of Love.
They have the Dixie cups. I mean, they were so...
Oh, you could chug them down so quickly. They're great.
I still see them in doctor's offices,
yeah.
Memorial Blood Center.
Yeah.
I see them at workout places, too, if people just want to get a cup instead of a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Lori, we have good news coming our way. Someone we know is going to be writing a book about fashion. Behind the Seam.
Oh.
Don't say who it is. My Life in Rhinestones. Who do you think, Laura?
Rhinestones. Hmm. Is it Bob Mackie?
No, but that's a very good guess.
I don't know.
Dolly Parton.
There you go.
She's the rhinestone
queen.
Yep, she's releasing a book about her fashion called Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones. She promises a good look at her life in costume and hair. It's coming out October 17th. Oh, my gosh. That would be a really kind of fun coffee table book, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Love it.
I would love that one. We have kicking off this weekend, Lori, is the NCAA Division I Men's Hockey Tournament. And it's going to be the championship games. This is taking place in Fargo, North Carolina. And of the four teams... three of them are Minnesota. You've got St. Cloud playing Mankato State.
Yeah.
You have the Gophers playing Canasus. I don't know where that is.
I don't either.
I couldn't figure out who that was, but three of those are Minnesota. So what are the odds one Minnesota team takes home the gold?
This year, pretty good. Well, I mean, the Gophers this year, this is one of the best teams. The Gophers, the U of M locally here, because usually it's been run by St. Cloud, Duluth lately, you know, Mankato. They've been a lot better than the U of M. But this year, I really have faith that the U of M could pull this off this year.
All right.
I got goosebumps thinking about it because it's been so long, but
hopefully that'll happen.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Lori and Julia. All right, everybody, it's Lori and Julia here for Furniture Manor, and good news for people who are looking for jobs. They are hiring. They're looking to expand their design and sales team and their delivery team. They're growing, and you can be part of this wonderful company that offers a fun environment and flexible hours, no nights or Sundays. That's a big darn deal. So if you have an eye for design and like to be around people, this just might be the place for you. Just call Furniture Manor today and tell them Lori and Julia referred you. The Furniture Manor is located just 2 miles north of 694 on County Road 81 in Osseo, which is an exit before or an exit after the shops at Maple Grove. And I'm telling you what, we absolutely love shopping at Furniture Manor. So if you're looking to update some things for the spring, maybe you need a pop of color, maybe you need a great chair or sectional, go to Furniture Manor.
Thanks for hanging out with us. So last night, Succession star Brian Cox was on with Jimmy Fallon. And what always comes up with Brian Cox is that last year when he did an interview with Town and Country talking about Jeremy Strong, who plays Kendall, his middle son on Succession, talking about his intense method acting, he called it, it's bleeping annoying. It seems to be some American actor thing. Then he gave another interview with Seth Meyers where he talked about Jeremy Strong's profile in The New Yorker and just how annoying and exhausting, and he kind of worries for him. And so last night he admitted that maybe he's been a little harsh regarding Jeremy Strong's acting. And he said something to the effect, I'm sorry about that. I've been trying to set this record straight. So we've got the audio about him doing, and they show this little clip of a master class series of acting that he's been doing, and it's a parody.
Jimmy, I've been a little harsh. Careful. I have been a little harsh on it, and I'm sorry about that. And in fact, I've been trying to set the record straight in a master class series of acting that I've just been doing.
Oh, I didn't know you did a master class.
No, it is. And, I brought a clip, if you want to see it. This is a clip, and I think this more eloquently explains my feelings about acting. Can we show it?
Of course. Here's a clip from Brian Cox's masterclass.
Hi, I'm Brian Cox, and this is my masterclass on the craft of acting. Tip just one. Do it! Act! Say the lines, and don't bump into the furniture!
He was funny.
How is that, you know?
You know, and he had another thing, Lori, where he showed where he was teaching a 2-year-old, you know, Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. And so he would say, to be, and the little kid would say, to be or not to be. It was very funny. He's funny.
Yeah.
He's very...
very...
Go ahead. He was glad it was ended.
No, he is. He takes... Because there was at least 3 print interviews and 3 entertainment interviews where he just would repeated the assertion. It's bleeping annoying, you know? People getting obsessed with the word. You can't live in it. You're going to get worn out. He's going to have to retire like Daniel Day-Lewis.
It would be a lot.
Here he is talking about the ending of Succession.
And the parties at the best leave.
Yeah.
And that's what we've done. You know, Jesse Armstrong, our great creator, he's just, you know, he won't let something go past its sell-by date. He knows that television isn't infinite. For him, it's finite. So, and each season tops the last season. And there's only so much you can do in topping the season. So this season is the topper of all seasons. And actually, interestingly enough, he kind of hinted to me that he was going to stop, the show was coming to an end, but he didn't really decide till quite late on. And in fact, I think Sarah Snook.
Yeah, she was here last night and didn't know.
She didn't know. You know, she did the last episode and she didn't know that until it was the final reading that the show was over. But then she's Australian, she lives far away, and they don't listen very well.
There you go.
Did you have an inkling that it was going to be the last season?
I knew it was going to be the last season.
You did?
Yeah, I knew. I mean, I kind of felt it in my bones. And I thought it was a good thing. You see, I don't mind it. I love endings. I love getting the finished with it. You know, but you know, excuse my language.
No, I don't know what we can leave in, to be honest. Yeah.
It's what I call the Logan Roy disease, and I've been affected by it. And my wife is nearly divorcing me because of it.
Well, look at that. I mean, you have what a great cast. Well, when all you guys get here's you guys at the red carpet. Any one of your kids, do you think deserve anything?
No. No, absolutely not. They deserve all.
Oh God, I love him.
He really is funny. I mean, but you can see where, like he said, you know, Australians don't listen to anything. He knows Sarah Snook or whatever Snook won't get upset by that.
Yeah.
At all.
That's good.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Also, Jennifer Aniston is really promoting her Murder Mystery 2 with Adam Sandler. She was on Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah. I saw that, Lori.
And Adam was too.
She doesn't do the daytime stuff too much anymore. So, but that movie was a success for Netflix. But she tells a story that I didn't think we'd heard before. But Cher, when she was on Kelly Clarkson, maybe a month and a half ago, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit longer, and I can't even remember why she was on. She had shared that Jennifer Aniston went to high school with Chaz at LaGuardia High School.
Yeah.
And so I think we have Cher talking mm-hmm. about this.
I have to ask this because I remembered hearing this and I was like, I got to ask her in the interview. Is it true that Jennifer Aniston would come over to play at your house as a little girl in the 70s?
As a teenager. I mean, as like a middle teenager and eat me out of house and home. And it's like the kids, the girls always used to, you know, they knew when I went to Valducci and they would just show up and just chow down. And she was a big chow downer.
I love it. I didn't know. I just think that's so funny. Nobody knows that behind the scenes of like how people that you don't know are related in some way, in some capacity, like back in the day. That's so cool to me. Did you know, did anybody know that she was acting and going to do anything like that at that age? Because she was so young.
No, she was going to school, you know, she was going to High School of Performing Arts. And this is one thing that I know. It's like when my mom used to say to anybody she met, I have a daughter who sings. Well, the minute you say that, people just turn it off. And I'm at Ertigan, the big manager and owner of Atlantic Records. My mom said, I have a daughter who sings. And he said, yes, Georgia, that's good. And then he signed us, and then we're singing. And one night my mom comes in and he said, Georgia, what are you doing here? And she said, I told you I have a daughter that sings. There she is.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I forget that's that Fame High School, Fiorella H. LaGuardia High School. And so Jennifer Aniston tells Kelly and Ryan that, you know, obviously they're like, do you have a little story you can share about it? But she's like, yeah, I went to high school and I went in my class was Chastity Bono is Chaz was known as. And she said it was just wild and wonderful. We go over to Cher's house and we didn't like really know her, but it was so fun to hang out. She had beautiful windows and I remember her chiffon curtains and Keith Richards was the next door neighbor. And she always seems to think, and she tells it anytime this comes up, that I ate her out of house and home, that I was the big deli eater.
That's funny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And then Kelly did ask Jennifer, did you ever go in Cher's closet? And she said, Well, we might have taken a peek.
Yeah.
How do you not?
How do you not?
No, that would be something that you would just be, oh my gosh. Let me see.
And then Kelly had, I don't know if it's on today or if it was on yesterday, but she pre-taped a John Wick interview, and it was Keanu, Ian McShane, and Lance Reddick.
Oh, wow.
Either on today or tomorrow, but it was taped last week because he died on Friday when they did the day of the LA premiere. So the three of them are on the couch.
That would be good, Lori.
Yeah.
So that would we'll be good. I think, is John Wick opening this weekend?
Yeah, I've got my ticket already.
Well, that's right, Grant. You're going this weekend.
I'm going Saturday. Otherwise, I'd be watching Fancy Ray.
But I know.
Saturday night, I'm going to go see it. And it just, the reviews that I've read and the, you know, they say that this is a little bit of a different story than the other ones. And it's been nothing but positive news about it. So I am real excited for John Wick.
Huge positive reviews for it. Yes. No, it's
and
great.
Pay attention to the character Akira, because remember, that's Rina Sawayama.
And she's getting her spinoff, right? Is that the spinoff character?
I think so.
I think because there's one of the main characters is getting her own version. And now Keanu is going to be appearing in that spinoff. Yeah, it's going to be good. I got my dad last night. He's like, you were talking about John Wick. And so he had never seen him. And so he rented them all. And he's crushing them now this week so that he can go see it this weekend, too.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, Dad, you'll like it. It's violent.
How long do your folks stay down there?
Basically, this year they're coming back at the end of April. But usually I tell my dad when the snow is melted, come back home. Yeah. And then they book their ticket. They don't even want to wait. Because they came back early a couple years back. And I think it snowed like May 2nd.
Sure.
And they're like, we're going to wait till the snow is officially gone before we come back. You know.
But. By the way, Grant, Lana Del Rey, her new album comes out tomorrow.
Oh.
There's a bridge under Ocean Avenue Tunnel or whatever it's called. But last week she dropped a song. It's called Two Grants.
Ah, I love it. Two Grants.
We're going to have to.
We have to bring that in for new music.
Yeah, we are going to have to listen to that for
new music. We played it last week.
How did it sound?
So anyway, we'll see what songs we have. But yeah, take a listen to Two Grants.
Okay, we'll check it out.
All right, should we go and come back with some Hollywood speak?
I think we should.
Lori and Julia here to talk divorce once again with Ann Tressler from Tressler Law. The topic of timing comes up. Is there a right time to get divorced? It's so sad anyway, but does this concern other couples?
People do ask me that question. Some people think, I'll wait till the kids are out of school and get their finals and it'll be summer. Or I get the opposite. They say, well, I want to get them back in school and they're in the routine. And so the timing tends to revolve around kids more often than not. And the reality is that for most people, it's simply a personal decision. The only time I say you need to move sooner rather than later is when you're concerned about physical safety of anyone in the family, or you're concerned the other side may be depleting money.
If timing is something that people are worried about, will you be able to address that in the free 1 hour consultation?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, during the consultation, when you're getting more facts about each specific case, that's when you can decide whether or not the timing really is a priority in that particular matter.
For your free 1 hour divorce consultation, call Tressler Family Law. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
All right, Laura, give it to me. Hi.
Hi. Okay. So Chris Martin was doing an interview with Conan O'Brien, and they were chatting about this and that and the other thing. And Conan asked Chris if any of his idols ever gave him advice while they were having dinner. And then Chris said, I don't eat dinner anymore. I stop eating at 4 o'clock and I only have one big meal daily.
You know,
it's like a snake.
Well, you know, I think he said Bruce Springsteen only eats one meal a day. I think that's where it came from.
He got that from Bruce.
We can't blame bone broth enthusiast Gwyneth Paltrow. It turns out it's Bruce's fault. He doesn't have a hungry heart or a hungry tummy. He said, I learned that from having lunch with Bruce Springsteen. And Patty informed me, Chris, that her husband only eats one meal daily. And then he was like, there you go. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Maybe Bruce just does that when he's on tour.
No. Look at his fitness and physique, Lori. You just saw him.
Well, I know, but he doesn't look like he just eats one meal a day.
Well, I'm sure it's a really big, healthy one. And, it, you know, it's this intermittent fasting stuff. Who knows? But I'm telling you, I'm so grateful that Jeff doesn't have food issues.
No wonder they named their daughter Apple.
I know. I'm so glad Jeff doesn't have food issues. I would hate being married to someone who can't eat this, can't eat after this time, can't drink before this time, can't have yellow food on his plate when there's red food, can't... You know, can't have a carb near anything because it will damage the food on the plate. I just think these food issues are a lot. But if it works for him, mm-hmm. it works for him. It gives him clarity, probably, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Basically, you know, to me, if you it's not one giving meal him, a day.
It's not giving him the Bruce Springsteen body.
No.
I mean, that, you know.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. I like Chris Martin. He seems like the level-headed one in the crew.
Yeah.
But I just think, you know, whatever works, because different things work for different people and how they feel good. And if it makes them feel good and that's what he wants to do. Ooh.
Yeah. I just think Springsteen, I bet, eats one meal a day when he's touring because he's up late. You don't want to eat anything before you go on stage. You sleep late. You don't wake up hungry. And then you eat a gigantic meal at two.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, I've had that. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Remember that would in the good old days when you'd stay out till 3 or 4 in the morning, and then you'd just wake up and you'd have a hangover, huge breakfast, and then you wouldn't have to eat again.
Oh yeah.
Because the breakfast would be at 3 in the afternoon.
That's right.
Yeah. Leave it off.
I really can't think of the last time I've stayed out that late. Lord.
But I mean, remember when you did? Or didn't you?
It's a long, long time ago, Laura.
Okay, who, quote-unquote, is the thirst couple of daytime TV?
Are they already on it?
They were.
It's a moniker that they've been given.
Oh, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach.
Yeah,
uh-huh. They,
it is them.
This is... Ooh.
Now they're pitching to NBC.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
And apparently Gayle King... is being wooed by CNN.
You know, I have to say something about Gayle King.
Yeah.
In the CBS Morning Show with Nate Berkus. And who's the other guy, Lori?
Tony Dukop.
Dukop. I really enjoy them, and here's why. Because we tape all of them in the morning. Mm-hmm. And they do more long-form stories in general. You know, they're trying to do a little more like CBS Sunday morning thing, which is so enjoyable and delightful.
Yeah, I love CBS.
But they do a little bit more long-form stories, and they give a little bit more insight news. Into things. They give a little bit more news as a result. Instead of having everything, mm-hmm. they're more mm-hmm. focused. Weather is rarely something they talk about.
It's a national thing. Everybody cares more about local weather than they do the national perspective.
Yeah, but Al Robach still has a big job, and Rob Merciano.
Roker. Yeah. Roker. And you call Nate, it's Nate Burleson, I believe. Burleson, former Viking wide receiver. Yes.
And so, but remember we were talking about the guy that's been forever banned from the offices at ABC?
Yes.
I just said his name, if anyone could remember it again.
Nate Berger? No. Who?
No. What?
Rob. Tony?
No, Rob. Rob Marciano.
Oh, yes. The weather guy, yes.
So after we talked about that story and know that he did something that his, you know, a producer didn't like, whatever, and has just been banished to just do disaster weather. He has been at every disaster in the last 2 days.
Yes.
It just makes me laugh. It's kind of like... If there's a disaster, he's doing it.
I'm going to put him in through hell, right?
Right. 100%.
Okay. Here's a Hollywood speak for you. Courtney Cox was spotted cleaning her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame to the 9 to 5 song.
Okay.
She cleaned Reese Witherspoon's. She cleaned Laura Dern's.
Yep.
She cleaned several other people. Why was she doing this?
Because it's funny and cute.
Yes, again, Julia, be a better Hollywood speaker.
Well, because she needed publicity for something.
She's not.
No.
She doesn't have much going on right now, so she needed to get herself a little attention. No.
She's promoting her new cleaning brand
called Home Court.
Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. Well, it's very clever.
That is a funny way to promote your cleaning product.
That's clever.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Home Court.
Because, I mean, Monica Geller was a clean freak.
Oh, she was. Yeah, good call.
She cleaned Jennifer Aniston's star and captured all on film, and she got the rights to use 9 to 5. She had a paper towel and her Home Court cleaning product.
I think that's cool. Very funny.
Very cool. She was OCD about cleaning. I kind of am too. Yeah. Yeah, me too, actually.
It's relaxing.
It is, but I've turned into the cleaning. Maybe a little too much. Maybe I see too much. Maybe the sun's too brightly shining on the white tile. Oh, there are the prints again. All right,
okay,
Lorraine.
Here's another one.
Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow's latest diet guru is a functional medicine practitioner. Hollywood speak that. What is a functional medicine
practitioner? I actually know what functional medicine is, okay? And okay. this is people who have do more in-depth medicine than just usually when you go to a doctor and you've got a bad hip. They treat the hip. If you go and work with
not a medical doctor.
Okay. Well, practitioner, which is a nurse
practitioner. He's a chiropractor.
Okay, fine. But anyway, what it basically means, functional means you're looking at more than just where the flare-up is. You're looking at the cause. So you look at more of where is this pain coming from? Is it because your back is strained that your hip hurts? Is it because this is off? So functional medical is more all-inclusive. It's becoming a big thing right now, Lori.
Okay.
I know people in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Gwyneth, chiropractor, now she's going to be, once she gets this trial over with, the next thing she's going to try and sell are coffee enemas, and somehow she's going to try and figure out a way to make money from cuddling pillows.
Oh, Lordy. she is so bummed. She is so bummed, I think, she didn't pay this guy off.
Or have her insurance.
I mean, this thing is everywhere.
Yeah,
it's ridiculously everywhere.
And she can't, I can see why she's quit acting. She can't even act in the courtroom.
No.
Her faces are really, why am I here? She's texting. She's rolling her eye. I mean, yikes.
Yeah, you sent the clip to me, too. The opening statement from her lawyer. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Was that just like... did this guy even pass a bar exam?
This little case in Park City, Utah is on every national and international news channel. She's probably like, I'm so bummed. I didn't just give the money. You know, this happened in 2016. Oh, I mean, my word.
Yep.
No one's leaving it alone. Mm-hmm. People Magazine updates it all the time. CNN, it's updated. Click here for the latest updates and to watch it live. I mean, literally.
I've been following it on the Daily Mail. They're giving minute-to-minute updates.
It's got legs and not skis. Yeah, it's something. It's really gone out of control, and I bet she's bummed.
She will be. After what you hear at 5:15, she's going to be real bummed.
No. When we come back, you guys, we have a major thing happening here at My Talk. Four times a day, we're giving away $100 if you registered for the Pick Your Prize contest on a MyTalk app. And you have an opportunity to win up to $10,000 in certain stuff. Go to MyTalk1071 to find out more information. It's through next Friday. You can still register and be a part of it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.